In the Dáil this evening, Justice Minister Helen McEntee will face opposition questions on the appointment of former Attorney General Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court. One of those putting questions will be Sinn Féin Justice spokesman Martin Kenny. Martin Kenny, good morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Now, before we talk about the questions you want to put to the Minister, explain to me how your party ended up voting against this statement and question and answer session in the Dáil last night that you'd been arguing for the past fortnight.
Well, really, that's about the ratio of questions that has been put before us. We have always said that we wanted to do it the same as it was done with the Thánaiste a few weeks ago, where the Thánaiste came in and made a statement, and then there was sessions of questions from the various opposition parties and groupings over 10, 15 minutes each. What the government proposed was that there would be 2 hours in total, and that three quarters of that time would be taken up in statements, and one quarter of that time would be for questions, which would mean there'd be just over half an hour of the 2 hours would be questions and answers, which means that there's very limited time for the question and answer session, which we feel is a reverse of the ratio that we would like to see in place, because what we feel is that the Minister here has serious questions to answer, and that she needs to have time to answer those questions, and that opposition spokespeople need to have time to put those questions. But the particular ratio that the government came up with was again an avoidance of accountability, and that's what we feel in respect of all of it, that the government has hidden from accountability and has done everything to avoid this happening. We often say that in opposition government, getting answers out of the government is like pulling teeth, and it seems this Minister is very afraid of the dentist.
She will be answering questions, I understand, won't she, for 10 minutes longer than Frances Fitzgerald did when she was Justice Minister and there was controversy about the appointment of Maura Whelan to the Appeals Court?
Well, I think, you know, citing a poor practice in the past as an example of what we should do now is not the way forward. We had a system which we've had for the last, I think there's been four ministers since Micheál Martin took over as Taoiseach that have come in and answered questions in the way that I've set out, where there was a statement given by the minister, followed by the questions then from the lead opposition spokesperson. And that's the way we want to do it, and that's the way it should be done.
What are the key questions you want answers from the minister on?
Well, we want to know how the minister ended up in a situation where she had four applications for the position of a Supreme Court judge in front of her, and how she decided to pick one of those. And while three of them were existing judges who had huge experience and a huge background and would naturally be the ones that you would expect getting the job, it wasn't them that got the job. It was the former Attorney General, who had been sitting in the Cabinet for 4 years, who had no judicial experience prior to that, that got the position. And in fact, it was flagged up by the government in the government formations that he had passed the jab process, which most of us understand was code that we have boxed this off for Mr. Justice Wolfe, mm-hmm. and that he's going to get it, and that's what happened. And that Minister McEntee talks about a process. Our belief is there was no process. It is a pretense that she simply nodded through an arrangement that had been put in place by her predecessor.
How do you avoid breaching the separation of powers? How do you avoid, even there in your answer, isn't there an implication, therefore, about somebody who has been appointed by the government to a judicial position, which is in the gift of the government? It's the government that appoints judges.
Well, it's clear, Anya, that what we have to do is we have to focus on the process and how the process happened and what way the process was outlined and how the minister adhered to the handbook which is there for cabinet ministers for to do this particular role. The minister was new in the job. She was only there a few weeks. Quite frankly, any of us who would be in that job that short a time, I expect, would go and get counsel from somewhere, would get advice, would work out how to try and do this, would, you know, have some advice as to how to assess the applications to put forward. She tells us she got no advice from anyone, that she learned all on her own, completely without any guidance from anyone in the department or from the Thánaiste or the Taoiseach or anyone else, and that just doesn't stand up for any reasonable person. And we'll be asking her questions around that, around the process and how she done it and how she ended up in a situation where the person least qualified was the one who actually ended up getting the job. Now,
but it is not for politicians to debate the merit of one judge. It's not for politicians to debate the merit of one judge over another. Indeed, as we've heard from former ministers, the reason there is a process these days of one name going to cabinet is because it's not even judged to be seemly for that to happen. The minister, there are four names that we know of. One came through the JAB process. Three were expressions of interest from sitting judges. And we know that the Cabinet Handbook sets out the level of consultation the minister is supposed to have with other party leaders and so on. And they say they heard one name. But isn't there a danger that in asking questions about process, again, you will be have the Ciann Comhairle pointing out that it is not for politicians to make these kinds of assessments of one judge's suitability or not for a job in the Dáil Chamber?
Well, in fairness to the Ciann Comhairle, he has already said that he feels that it needs to focus on the process and that it can't stray from that. And that's something which we will have to try and do to the best of our ability to make sure that doesn't happen. The Ciann Comhairle is strong and competent, and I'm sure if it does go to something that he doesn't approve of, he will quickly shut that down and we will go back to looking at the process. And that's what we need to do. At the end of the day, you know, we have to have accountability around this situation. Everybody sees that there is an issue here, and the government has made great stay in the JAB process and the Judicial Appointments Advisory Board, that he came through that. It's simply a vetting process. What the Judicial Advisory Board says is they advise people about the government that these people, or in this case this one person, is eligible for the job, not that they are the only person that should get the job. And that seems to be...
No, it's not, it's not their job to rank the appointments. No. They assess the appointability. The government has a solid majority for all the questions you ask, for whatever the atmosphere might be. Isn't the result a foregone conclusion?
Well, that may be the case, Áine, but I mean, we said that in other situations, and we've seen where information came out subsequently which showed that, you know, the government were hiding things. And that's one of the big issues here that we have, is that the length of time that it's taken for the minister to come in here to answer what we would have all have thought would have been a simple enough few questions around this issue points to the possibility that there is more to this than meets the eye. And that's really what people are concerned about, is that government is refusing to be accountable, they're refusing to accept that they have to come into the Dáil Chamber and, when there is a controversy, deal with it. This minister has refused to do that. The Taoiseach has stood by her, and so has the Taoiseach, and ensured that they've done everything in their power to prevent this from happening. So we're glad that we got it this far, that at least we have some questions. We're not happy that we've got the very small level of questioning that we have, but at least we'll be able to hold it to account to some extent, and that's what we intend to do this afternoon.
One other issue I expect may be raised today, and this is this question, apparently a difference of opinion, judging by the headlines, between the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach about whether the government should be giving advice on travelling north.
Yeah, I've seen that. And look, I mean, for somebody who lives in the border area, most people who travel north and who move over and back across the border, it's for family reasons, it's because they have work in the north, it's because they have education reasons that they move across the border. It's necessary journeys. And in reality, no matter what level we're at, all of us should only be making necessary journeys. And that's the kind of journeys that the vast majority of people who are travelling north or south are doing, or travelling between any counties are doing. We absolutely understand that the level of the pandemic is higher in the north, and that is a problem that we all have to try and work to bring down, and have to, you know, we have a responsibility across the entire island to try and work together to do that. But I think, you know,
but I mean, they're tightening tomorrow, we're loosening next week.
Yeah, it is an unusual problem, Áine, and it shouldn't be that way. But that's one of the problems that we have when we have two jurisdictions on the one island, which we hope to bring to an end. But apart from that, you know, we also have to recognise that the border doesn't exist for the vast majority of people who live in Monaghan or in Cavan or in Leitrim. It's just drains and rivers going across through fields. It's not a natural border through Ireland, and that's the same for the people. It isn't a natural border for the people either. So, you know, saying you had going to close off the border or in any way restrict movement to the north and south, you know, doesn't really work on the ground for people. And I think, you know, the Taoiseach needs to realise that what we need to be doing is working with people and advising them that in order to make sure that we get this pandemic under control, the people only should make necessary journeys, and certainly should only be making necessary contacts with other people. And that's really what it's down to, is the contact we have with other people, and we need to limit that to the absolute minimum.
Sinn Féin Justice Spokesman Martin Kenny, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland.